If you lead people to a more private search engine, will they actually care? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, Demystifying the Digital Economy. I'm Molly Wood. Searching the web is one of the most revealing things you can do. It shows what you're looking to buy, where you want to go, if you're worried about a weird rash. You get the idea. When you search Google, those searches help power its huge digital advertising networks, which is why you might see skin cream ads for that rash days later on a totally different website. But do people know how much information they're giving up, or do they care? Recently, a privacy-oriented search engine called DuckDuckGo raised $10 million from a Canadian pension fund and is trying to establish itself as the anti-Google. Full disclosure, I'm a user of DuckDuckGo, but I'm the only one I know. So I asked CEO Gabriel Weinberg how it's different.
So it's like Google, except when you search on it, you're completely anonymous.
The searches are encrypted. The site knows where you are, but only while you're searching. And
we serve you the search results and we throw away your personal information. So your IP address and then things like that. And we don't actually store any cookies by default. And so when you search on DuckDuckGo, it's like every time you're a new user and we know nothing about you.
There are a handful of other private search engines, but DuckDuckGo is the biggest. It's been profitable since 2014, but the $10 million it just raised is what Google makes in a few minutes. And then there's the question of whether people want to use a more private search engine or a more private anything.
The reality is that people talk a big game here when it comes to privacy, but they don't actually do very much.
That's Paul Kudrowski, a venture capitalist at SK Ventures.
You know, people don't use encrypted email, but they tell you their email privacy is hugely important. People don't use virtual private networks, and yet they'll tell you that it's hugely important that no one can monitor their network traffic. So people are, you know, hugely amusing on this topic, but are not to be paid attention to.
Ouch. Well, what do you have to say to that, amusing people?
Yeah, Instagram and like Facebook. They have certain privacy tools now that I take advantage of that.
I had a VPN for a long, many years. So like when I go online, I didn't have to worry about where I was searching and stuff like that. And so I liked that, but then I didn't want to pay the cost.
Yeah, I've used DuckDuckGo. As a concept, it is pretty appealing, and hopefully I can transition into that.
That's Larry Alejandro, Kim Brown, and Abby, who's clearly into privacy because he wouldn't give us his last name. And no, we did not mention DuckDuckGo in the question, so maybe I'm not the only user. But Paul Kudrowski says, look, the reason services are free is because of ads. Take that away and
that means you're less valuable to them. So that means the likelihood of that service continuing to exist goes down. Or, horror of horrors, you might actually have to pay for it.
So we asked some other people if they'd want to pay, and short answer, they all said no. But perhaps privacy isn't dead after all. Gabriel Weinberg of DuckDuckGo said about a quarter of Americans have taken some action to protect their privacy, and DuckDuckGo searches have been growing about 50% a year. Meanwhile, venture capital tracker PitchBook says privacy-related companies have raised $506 million in 2018 so far. That's more than triple what they raised 5 years ago. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM. Over the past few months, you've been hearing Divided Decade, our year-long project covering the Great Recession and its ongoing impact. As a nonprofit news organization, we believe this kind of in-depth reporting is essential to help people understand the economic forces that affect our lives. To support this important work, please go to marketplace.org to become a Marketplace investor with a donation of $5 or more. Thank you.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.